Macmillan Audio presents The Long Call by Anne Cleves. Read for you by Ben Aldridge. For Issy, Martin, Paul, and Sue, without whom this book would never have been written. Chapter 1. The day they found the body on the shore, Matthew Venn was already haunted by thoughts of death and dying. He stood outside the North Devon crematorium on the outskirts of Barnstable. A bed of purple crocus spread like a pool at his feet, and he watched from a distance as the hearse carried his father to the chapel of rest. When the small group of mourners went inside, he moved closer. Nobody questioned his right to be there. He looked like a respectable man, a wearer of suits and sober ties, prematurely grey-haired and staid. Not a risk-taker or a rule-breaker. Matthew thought he could have been the celebrant, arriving a little late for the service, or a diffident mourner, sheepish and apologetic, with his soft skin and sad eyes. A stranger seeing him for the first time would expect sympathy and comfortable words. In reality, Matthew was angry, but he'd learned long ago how to hide his emotions. He checked his feet to make sure that no flowers had been crushed, then walked between the headstones towards the path. The door to the Chapel of Rest had been left open. It was a warm day for so early in the year, and he could hear the service underway inside, the rich and passionate tone of a voice he'd have known anywhere. Dennis Salter, rousing his troops.